listening to Opening the Harp Chakra, the podcast, bringing you beautiful, healing, magical harp music and talking with the artists that create it. I'm your host, Jay Michaels. Welcome to the first episode of Season 3. So in honor of this milestone, not one, not two, three harp players today in one single episode. They're based out of Glasgow, Scotland. This trio's music ranges from classical to traditional to their own compositions. Their debut EP, Oyster Catchers, releases August of this year, 2021, and we will feature music from that EP on the podcast. They are Sam McAdam, Sophie Rocks, and Romy Weimer, together known as the Willow Trio. Thank you, ladies, for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, lovely to be here.
So can you each briefly tell us about how you first came to play the harp, starting with you, Sam?
So I first started when I was about 20, and my friend had a Klarsach, and I just saw it and thought, yeah, that is the coolest thing ever. I would love to learn that. So I did. And unfortunately, I started learning when I was also in the middle of a physics degree. And I can tell you, I did not study much physics after starting to learn the harp. So it all worked out well in the end, because obviously the harp's such a big part of my life right now. But I did not do very well with physics.
Oh, boy. And you said what, Klarsach? Is that how you pronounce it?
So that's okay. Just the Gaelic word for harp.
Right. Sometimes I've heard Klarsuk for the wire-strung harp, but...
I think, it's originally the Klarsach was the wire-strung harp, but it's used now in Scotland with the reemergence of the small harp in the 70s to kind of mean any kind of harp, even gut-strung, that's used in the Scottish idiom.
Excellent. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Sophie, how about your origin story?
So mine started a wee bit earlier. I first saw the Klarsach when I was 4 years old. My mum was a photographer in the Shetland Islands. And the thing about Shetland is it's a very small place. So she used to go and do portraits in people's homes. And unfortunately for her, she used to have to take me with her. So one time we were at this house and she was doing pictures of the family and I was getting in the way. But it happened that the mother was a music teacher and in her music room she had a Klarsach that I was lucky enough to have a go on. And for 2 years, I kept nagging my mum going, I just want to play the harp. I just want to play the harp. And I was lucky enough to start lessons at the age of 6 and progressed on to the pedal harp as I became a teenager. And the rest is history.
Excellent. Yeah. Cool. And Romy, how about you? How did you start?
I don't think it's a super interesting story, but I started playing harp at about 14, I think. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was learning piano just at the local music school, and the harp room was like diagonally across from it. So during an open day, I was like, I want to try something that's kind of like piano in that you can do a full solo, standalone music with it, but also a little bit more different and a little bit more interesting. So yeah. I moved over.
Nice. Well, excellent. So, Romy, the title of the EP is Oyster Catchers. What is the significance of that name?
In general, we just picked one of the tracks from the EP, and that happened to be Oyster Catchers, which is a piece that I wrote. Yeah, I originally wrote that just for solo lever harp, and it was about a trip that I took with Sam to, what was the place called? Cowell? Was it the Cowell Peninsula?
The Cowell Peninsula, and we stayed in Tinnabruch.
Yeah.
Cool.
We normally stay in Glasgow all the time, so I was just really struck by being away from the city and being in nature and being on the coast. So I wrote the piece about the oyster catchers, the birds that live there on the coast. Thank you.
The title track from the debut EP from the Willow Trio, Oyster Catchers. So you three were recently featured on BBC Scotland's The Campaign. Sophie, you want to tell us a little bit about that adventure?
Yes, we were. So that was quite a surprise to us as well. It came from a slightly funny source. During the pandemic, I actually worked as a receptionist in a optician's in the north of Glasgow for a wee while. And while I was working there, we had a phone call from a producer at the BBC who said she was looking for different business owners in the north of Glasgow to discuss their views on independence with regards to Scotland. And while on the phone, I love to have a chat with anyone and everyone. And I happened to mention that I was a musician. And she thought, oh, that's interesting. And I mentioned I studied down in England and how that had an impact on my view on independence and how that had changed now. And I just kept blethering as I do and happened to mention I was in a trio that focused on traditional arrangements and some classical as well. And the producer just thought this was great. And she got back in touch and said, you know, we'd love to have your trio on to have a wee chat, but also to play and perhaps do a bit of the soundtrack for the show. And it was a really lovely day. We were actually very lucky. They came and interviewed us on one of the, you know, 5 days of summer that we get here in Scotland.
Right.
We had a lovely day sitting in the garden having a chat with James Cook, who was the presenter. And it was such a lovely way for us to get to be on television, but also to discuss this rather large political event that goes on in the UK at the moment. So
let's listen to another tune. Sam, could you introduce for us The Brown-Haired Boy?
So this next tune is The Brown-Haired Boy, and it's a traditional Scottish tune that Romy has arranged for Three Clasa. So for The Brown-Haired Boy, we also have been really lucky enough to do a collaboration with the Willow Tea Rooms. Our name, The Willow Trio, is very informed by the Macintosh art and culture, which is in Glasgow. So for the video for The Brown-Haired Boy, we were allowed to go into the Willow Tea Rooms and do our video in the setting of a big Macintosh cafe that he designed, or is kind of designed in his style. So we're really excited about that.
So that's the brown-haired boy from the EP Oyster Catchers. The Willow Trio, Sam McAdam, Sophie Rocks, and Romy Weimer. So aside from you working together as a trio, you all have other things going on. Sam, you're a multi-instrumentalist. What other instruments do you play?
So I play violin and piano, and I also sing. And I learned violin and piano when I was a wee kid, and I always wanted to learn the harp, but just never got round to it till later. But I've kept on playing both the violin and the piano in my professional life. So one of the things that I use them for is my solo work. So I'm also working on an EP at the moment, and I had a single out called Glow that came out in May. And I'm currently working on the next single that will be coming out in the next couple of months. And I really like how the harp and the violins and vocals can all mesh together. I like to make a big wall of sound, almost like settling into a big warm bath.
You also are in a band with a really cool name.
Oh, yes. So I am in a band called the Sleekit Beasties. And we are mostly a kind of wedding and function band. But we do a mixture of Kaylee and pop tunes, and we mix up the Kaylee with traditional tunes and pop tunes. And it's just really fun to be able to work in such a kind of lively and happy environment.
So, Romy, you've done quite well in the World Harp Competition. Tell us about that.
This last May, the final of the World Harp Competition took place, which was organized by the Dutch Harp Festival. I think they do a year on and a year off. But yeah, I came in second place, and I won the audience award as well in that, just on my little lever harp. So it was quite, yeah. I still don't know what to say about it. It's been a while. But.
Yeah. Well, nice work. Well done. And those aren't easy, and, good for you. Yeah. That's excellent.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sophie, you have an award-winning solo show. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So the show is called Notes from Shetland to Shanghai. And this initially came about a few years ago. I'm from the Shetland Islands originally and grew up playing a lot of traditional music. But when I went to study, I was introduced to more contemporary classical music that I absolutely adore. Some of my favourite composers are actually mainly based in Canada, and they just bring fantastic repertoire to the harp. And I wanted to find a way to combine music of this traditional nature, but also these contemporary pieces that I feel that if you program them in the standard concert and go, you know, here's a piece by Caroline Lizotte, here's Alexina Louis, people don't know who these composers are, and they don't necessarily sell a concert on their own to a Scottish public, you know? Mm-hmm. So I came to put this program together back in 2018 and played it at the Fringe. And it was just a combination of repertoire from all over the world, from Shetland and Israel, Canada, Germany, China. There's a piece that's based on some Nigerian tribal music, things like that. But it actually grew a little bit more in 2019. I was selected for the Made in Scotland Showcase at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival here. And I actually took the programme a bit further and realised that all these pieces, the meanings behind them, you know, they were all about either connection or loss, or the big one was the Shetland tune, The Slocket Light, which was actually influenced by people migrating away from the island. And it really started to make me think about immigration. And I started to find poems to go with each of these pieces that looked at the different perspectives associated with immigration. So be it, you know, anger, sadness, loneliness, but also freedom and connection and hope. And it really developed into that now. And that's kind of what I tour at the moment. So that's one of my big projects that I do.
So, Sam, let me go back to you. You mentioned your song Glow. I think we're going to play it right now. Is that all right?
Oh, I would love that. Yes, please.
Get old. this song, Miss Chamsa.
So it's opening the Harp Chakra, the podcast, listening to and talking to the Willow Trio. Romy, I was wondering if you could introduce the next piece of music we'd like to listen to. It's called The Minister.
So that's based on a traditional Gaelic tune called What Care I for the Minister. I think, yeah, it's a quite straightforward piece of dance music, which I've arranged for the three of us to play. Thank you.
is the minister from the Willow Trio. So, ladies, what was it like when the three of you first sat down to play together? Was there a lot of, you know, I'll do this, you do that? Or did you just mesh? Is there kind of a silent connection? Or
I would say it felt really great to me. So I always quite like to answer this question just because I feel like I was the added part to the trio. Sam and Romy played together before, and they got in touch with me at the end of 2019 to see if I would like to join. And I felt very, very lucky that they asked. It felt like one of the very positive reasons for Instagram existing. They found me on Instagram.
I think we found you because we just wanted a harp friend in Glasgow to have cake with.
And we do that. It's a good way to be. But I just felt so lucky when they got in touch, because I think making music on your own is obviously really enjoyable, but when you get to connect with other people, and especially when I get to play, Sam and Romy do a lot of the arranging for Trio, and playing these fantastic arrangements that they've created, it really feels quite special.
It does. There is a certain magic or a certain unspoken language that musicians have when they get together. It's hard to describe, but the looks or just the, oh yeah, that just happened when it should have kind of thing. It's magic. I was watching some of your videos, and I just love watching the three of you all just sitting in a circle facing each other, and the music. I just found your rendition of the Beatles, Blackbird, just amazing. That was just very cool.
Oh, thank you. That was an arrangement that I did specifically for an open day, for Pilgrim Harps open day. And we were doing a bird theme. And so we had some music from Swan Lake. And Sophie did an Arrival of the Birds by Cinematic Orchestra, an arrangement for us. And we just needed something else, just a little bit like shorter, that would just fit in the gap. And I thought, Blackbird by the Beatles, that would be lovely.
Yeah, because you so often hear it, just different arrangements on the guitar, but to hear it with not one but three harps, it was really cool. Nice arrangement.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So what are the three of you planning for the near or the far future with the trio?
Our next big project that we're working away on is actually, it's based on Swan Lake. We have some participatory workshops coming up over summer, named Swan Loch, where we're going to involve a dancer and create some workshops which use the music from the ballet, and we'll be working with that dancer. And the hope is that as the year goes on, we'll be making that a bigger production that we can tour around rural areas in Scotland.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a more lighthearted show for children, just kind of basing Swan Lake more in Scottish culture, and we're involving a bit of Nordic culture in the story. It's like a very gentle introduction to music and ballet and making it more accessible to different people.
Well, that is cool. Well, let me know when that's done. Maybe we'll have you guys back on again and we can chat more about that. That sounds like a fascinating project. There's one more tune I would like to feature. It's called The Poet's Grave. Very beautiful piece. Sam, can you introduce this one?
Yes. So this is my arrangement of a Gaelic tune from the Simon Fraser collection. And its Gaelic name is Ue Avard, The Poet's Grave. And when I was arranging this, I get really excited about harmonies, and having the three harps together means that you can get a lot of really chromatic chords that wouldn't necessarily be possible on the solo Klarsach. So I've used the three harps to each take a little moment of those dark harmonies. Thank you.
That is The Poet's Grave from the EP Oyster Catchers. Sophie Rocks, Romy Weimer, and Sam McAdam, together known as the Willow Trio. So, ladies, in the show notes of the podcast, I'll include a link to your website, which is thewillowtrio.co.uk. Also, links to your Facebook and your YouTube, so people can check out your wonderful videos and purchase your music and all that. What a nice conversation. Thank you so much for sharing your time, sharing your music. I hope you do wonderful in the future. You certainly have a nice sound and just a wonderful vibe together.
Aww. Thank you so much for having us on. We really appreciate it.
It's so laid back and nice to just have a little chat like this.
Yeah,
absolutely. There are a few things I love more than talking about harps. So thank you.
So once again, thank you so much for being here. If you have questions or guest suggestions, please drop me an email. openingtheharpchakra@yahoo.com. We've also included links to PayPal and Venmo if you'd like to contribute to the production of this endeavor. Please subscribe and please share and please tell your friends. Thank you so much for being here. In the coming weeks, more beautiful harp music from around the world. I'm Jay Michaels. Thank you so much. Peace. Namaste.